Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. A space where we talk about all things spiritual awakening, transformations, how people are using their power for good, and we really just connect with each other and get real. Raw and real is the theme of this season, and today I want to talk about how to protect yourself from darker energies. So recently I was thinking about an experience I had when I was living in Los Angeles, which was like 8 years ago. And this was one of the really low points in my life where I was really in the depths of my addiction. I was in a toxic relationship. I was really depressed. In fact, I was actually suicidal at this point in my life. I really didn't see a purpose of my life. I didn't see why I needed to be on this planet. There was really no meaning to my life. And I would wake up every day, smoke weed, drink every night. I was lost. I was really lost. And I was having these moments where I would actually wake up in the morning with sleep paralysis. And it would happen to me quite often. When sleep paralysis is actually, for those of you that don't know, you wake up and your mind is awake, your eyes open, but you actually can't move. And there's a scientific background to this as well. It's like you still have the sleep chemicals in your body, but your eyes have opened. And so when we go to sleep, we have these chemicals that are released into our body that actually make our body dormant. It makes our body stop moving so we don't hurt ourselves in our sleep. Like when we're having dreams, we don't like thrash around. And so we are more at rest. But then sometimes you wake up while those chemicals are still present. You're still unable to move. So this was happening to me a lot. And different cultures believe different things about this sleep paralysis because a lot of people see spirits, see dark things, ghosts. Some cultures believe it's your ancestors. Others believe that they're like monsters. I think they're called demons. Yeah, like sleep paralysis demons is what they call them. And to me, they really did look like demons. So I was waking up, eyes open, body stuck, unable to move. And then out of the corners of my eyes, I would look over and I would see literal figures, shadow-looking figures in my room or walking through my house. And it would honestly scare the shit out of me. It was really scary at the time, but I couldn't do anything about it. And so in that moment, what you do is you try to wake yourself up. You do everything you can to try to wake yourself up because it's really scary. And you know that you're sleeping. And a lot of people have the experience where these monsters or demons or whatever you want to call them, then climb on top of you. And this has actually only happened to me once where I had woken up and what I felt, the presence, this dark energy, demon, whatever you want to call it, was actually right next to me in the bed. And I felt it actually grab me and pull me. And it was pulling me into the bed and I was falling like into the bed like a hole. And I felt my whole body like dissolve. And it was actually the worst feeling that I've ever felt in my life. It was so scary. And then what's even crazier is when I finally wake up, I'm always really cold, like I'm frozen. So I woke up that one time when I was getting pulled into the bed, I woke up and my whole body was frozen, chills, completely like ice. And so every time that I've woken up from these moments, I'm like ice. So here I am in LA having these moments of sleep paralysis, seeing these dark energies, and in a really low point in my life. And so I decide to go have a walk around the neighborhood, as I always did. Always helped me a little bit to connect with nature. And at least there was a lot of beautiful trees. And so I would walk around. And as I was walking, I came upon a meditation studio. And it was a little shop as well. They sold cards and incense and Palo Santo and candles, and they had yoga in there as well. And this one day they happened to have somebody in house that was like a psychic slash witch. I went in and decided to have a session with this witch. It was a male witch and he was just in town. So we did a reading and this was about 8 years ago. Remember that. He pulled my cards, all very dark. There was like the death card, the crow, this darkness. And he looked at me and he was frightened. Like he looked scared. And he told me, I knew you were coming in today. And this morning I actually woke up and I knew there was some darkness coming in here and I actually was scared. And he legitimately told me that he was frightened of me. He told me that I had a dark energy attached to me, a dark sort of demonic energy literally attached to my back, like following me. He also then predicted many things that were going to be happening in my life. He said I would be moving to the East. He said there was two men after me that wanted to be with me in relationship with me, one of which was a young man. At that time, I was in a different relationship completely, so that was very weird to me. And predicted told me a bunch of other things. But the crazy thing is that at that time, I didn't know I was going to be moving and I didn't know about my next relationship, but I did end up moving to the East. I moved from LA, Los Angeles, West Coast to New York, East Coast, a couple months after that. And then about 6 months after that, or maybe 8 months, I met my next partner who was actually 6 years younger than me. It was a young man that was after me. So I'm just saying, this witch, he knew things. He knew things. And I felt it that I did have something really feeding off of me. So he gave me some rituals, some kind of far out rituals to clean up my energy, to clean up my energy. He told me, number one thing to do, he said I could get some eggs and go into an intersection near my house for 7 days and throw the egg into the intersection. First I have to rub the egg, not broken, just the egg whole, all over my body. And then I go to the intersection and I throw it into the intersection. And this is seen as a sacrifice to a spirit that will basically chase away my bad energy that hangs out in intersections. That's the easy way to describe this. Or you can make a young sacrifice, like killing a chicken. So I'm like, okay, we'll do the eggs. And then to finish all this off, he said, get in a white dress, take some white flowers, and go to fresh water, like natural water somewhere, like the ocean, a lake, and do a meditation. And then go into the water in the white dress and release the white flowers. And this is like the final act of purification. So I would recommend find out more information about these rituals, as this was a while ago. And I'm not sure I'm telling you all the deets of these rituals or why to do them or how to do them exactly. But I did feel that it did something for me. But I want to back up a little bit and I want to talk about how did I get here? How did I get there to the point where I felt like something was literally following me and then continually taking over my body? And I just had a conversation with someone where we talked about how if you're not in your body, then who is? And how many times throughout my drinking career and my drug use, my addiction, was I not in my body? So many times. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not on purpose. Sometimes on purpose because I didn't want to be in my body because of the emotions and the pain that I felt. So it was intentional. The pharmaceuticals I was prescribed helped me to run away, to numb. The alcohol helped. The recreational drugs helped. And so sometimes I didn't want to be in my body. But what we do when we leave our bodies like that is we open them up for anything to come in. At this time, we become very vulnerable for darker energies to come into our bodies to take over. How many times have you heard someone have a really big drinking night and the next day they say, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean what I said last night, or that wasn't me. You know, that wasn't me. I didn't, how about a guy that, you know, hits a girl when he's drunk and the next day is like, you know, that wasn't me. He's using it as alcohol as an excuse. The drugs is an excuse. Well, I'm not saying it is an excuse, but what I am saying is that I have felt that before. a moment where I've been very intoxicated on substances, and I have literally felt that something took over my body, and the actions that then followed in that moment when I was intoxicated were not my actions. They were not me. It was something else. Something so not me, dark, something dark, because the person that I became sometimes while I was intoxicated, a lot of the times not, a lot of times I was really fun and I was life of the party and it was a good time. But sometimes at a certain level of intoxication and in whatever moments, something took me over. And the way that I acted and the way that things played out, it was almost as if there was a demon inside of my body. And I've since come to really believe that dark energies and spirits do take over, because in that space, we are incredibly vulnerable. Anytime that we do anything to numb, to leave our bodies, we're opening ourselves up for something else to come in. So that can be drinking, that can be drugs, that could even be a moment where you're losing yourself in eating, sweets, sex, a moment where you're just completely lost in sex with another partner, even in exercise, anything where you've just decided to completely check out and leave your body, something can take, another entity can take over. You're vulnerable. So it's important. Now we'll get to this portion where I want to share how you can protect yourself from getting to the place where I ended up, where something was literally attached to me, following me, coming through constantly. How do we protect ourselves from getting to that space where darker energies have literally taken over our lives and attached themselves to us? Number one, point being, don't leave your body like that. Don't numb and check out on your body. Be present and know that if you are checking out, somebody else might be checking in. Something else might be checking in. Another thing, even if you're a healer or a light worker and you do work connecting to spirits, connecting to other realms, connecting to anything outside of yourself, if you're doing breath work, if you're doing deep shamanic work, if you're doing plant medicine, we'll start with this. If you're working on yourself, you need to create an energetic space, boundary, barrier around yourself to protect yourself. The way that you do this is different for everyone, but for me, this actually started when I was really young, something I learned from my mom. She always used to tell me that I had a bubble around me that was created by an angel. And it was a bright, brilliant light bubble created by an angel. And so nothing could ever hurt me. And I really believed it. And then I got older and then I'm like, oh, that's not true. But then I actually started to believe it again. But I realized that it was something that I could create for myself. I could be assisted by my guides and by my angels, but it's actually something that I created for myself. And what you can do is really connect to that and envision this energetic force field around yourself, white, brilliant, beautiful light, whatever color you want it to be, but it's an energetic force field made of you, your energy, your guides, your spirits working with you to protect you from anything coming through. So if you're doing any kind of work on yourself, you need to create that barrier. Next, if you're doing any kind of work on someone else, so if you're a healer, if you're a coach, if you're even going out, I stopped drinking, but I still go out. I like to go out and dance. And sometimes that means that I have to be around a lot of lower energy vibration, people who are drunk, people maybe on drugs, and it just had a different space in me. Not that I'm judging them, just it's a different space. And sometimes it can feel very draining to be around them while at the same time I'm having a lot of fun because I'm dancing. So doing work on people who might be in a lower vibration, needing your help, you need to, first of all, have this barrier created, but sometimes you have to open it up a little bit to work with them. And then afterwards, you can release it back into the earth. So if I'm having even a conversation with someone and it's a lot of emotion, so I'm an empath and I think many of us are empaths, most of us. So we take on a lot of emotions from people as well, which can lead to having that very dark energy as well. We can take on the dark energy. So what you do, and what I do is I sort of imagine myself as this waterfall. And so it's as it's coming in, it's going through me all through my body, and it's going back down through my feet, back into the earth. So I allow the earth, allow Mother Earth to really receive it for me. And I imagine myself as sort of just this channel where I'm taking it from this person, I'm allowing it to move through me, and it's going back into the ground. So it's just circular. It's just coming through and going down. And then the same thing, if I'm going out and I'm going to be around people that is draining to me or is a darker energy vibration, I have my barrier. But if something infiltrates and comes through, then I can just put it back into the earth. And lastly, you can come home or anytime that you're feeling like these darker energies have come through, go back to your rituals and your practices. Do some breath work. You can do some meditation. And for me, I love Palo Santo or incense to really clear the space and energy. And my meditation beads. So you have these different things that for you are your grounding rituals or your grounding objects. I have a lot of these bracelets that I wear that are gifts from different people or different places around the world that really ground me. And so for me, there's always little reminders, essential oils, and then my meditation beads. Anytime that I am feeling uneasy, I grab my meditation beads and I wrap them around my wrist. And I'll just sit down and take a deep breath, light some incense, clear the air with some Palo Santo, and just come back to myself. And know that you always have the power and the space to really protect yourself from any energy and to really guide yourself back to your own energy. And even if something has infiltrated, you have the tools, you have the knowledge, you have the space and the power to release it. Doesn't have to be attached to you. And now you have my stories as well of how I was really in a low, low place in a space where I had a lot of dark energy around me, probably the darkest that you can have. And I was able to release it. I did those rituals and that was the beginning of a journey. And then I started to change as well, the people that I hung around, because depending on who you surround yourself as well on a daily basis, that can also really affect the energy that you have and the type of energies that follow you around. So surround yourself with people that lift you up, that have a lighter energy for you. And that's what I did. So I did a yoga teacher training. I started hanging out with more yogis at that time. That was kind of the beginning of me opening up, learning my body, learning how to breathe, being around more people that I felt, you know, had more ambitions, had more clarity in what they wanted to do in life besides just people who were partying. And that was the beginning of my healing journey. It was the beginning of eliminating a lot of that dark energy. And since then, I've learned a lot about how to really protect my energy, to keep it high vibe, and to release the darker energies that come through as well. Because it's impossible to protect against it always. There will be some things that come through, but we can always release it. We can use nature to ground us, use the earth to put it back through as this circular flow like the waterfall. And just keep going. So I just felt very inspired to share that with you today because we do live in a world with so, so many different types of people, so many different types of experiences, and so many different types of energies that can come through. And I think it's just really important to know that what you engage in, the people you surround yourself with, the activities that you engage in, you need to be really conscious of it because it's not just damaging your physical health, but it can be damaging to your spirit, to your emotions, but to your spirit, to your actual spirit, to the energy that surrounds you and that's inside of you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Let me know what you think. If you've had experiences with sleep paralysis, if you have other tips and tricks for protecting your energy, I would love to know. DM me or shout out some other way. Shout out through Podbean. Would love to connect with you. And right now I am interviewing empowered women. So if you have a story to share and you want to get on the podcast, send me a message as well. And if you love the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. Would love to hear from you. Sending you so much love. Bye.